thelawofgod.org. Appendix 5D, Food on the Sabbath, Practical Guidance. In the previous article, we introduced two guiding habits for Sabbath keeping: preparing ahead of time and pausing to ask whether something is necessary. And we looked at how to live the Sabbath in a mixed household. Now we turn to one of the first practical areas where these principles matter most: food. As soon as believers decide to keep the Sabbath, questions about meals arise. Should I cook? Can I use my oven or microwave? What about going out to eat or getting food delivered? Because eating is such a routine part of daily life, it is an area where confusion quickly develops. In this article, we will look at what Scripture says, how ancient Israelites would have understood it, and how these principles translate into modern times. Food and the Sabbath, beyond the fire. Rabbinic focus on fire. Among all the Sabbath regulations in Rabbinic Judaism, the prohibition against kindling a fire in Exodus 35:3 is a key rule. Many Orthodox Jewish authorities forbid lighting or extinguishing a flame, operating heat-generating appliances, or using electrical devices, such as flipping a light switch, pressing an elevator button, or turning on a phone, based on this biblical passage. They consider these activities variations of kindling a fire, thus prohibiting them on the Sabbath. While these rules may initially seem to reflect a desire to honor God, such strict interpretations can bind people to man-made rules rather than freeing them to delight in God's day. These are, in fact, the types of teachings Jesus heavily condemned when addressing the religious leaders, as seen in his words, "Woe to you, experts in the law, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them." Luke 11:46. The fourth commandment: labor versus rest, not fire. By contrast, Genesis 2 and Exodus 20 present the Sabbath as a day to cease from labor. Genesis 2:2-3 shows God ceasing from his creative work and sanctifying the seventh day. Exodus 20:8-11 commands Israel to remember the Sabbath and do no work. The focus is not on the means, fire, tools, or animals, but on the act of labor. In the ancient world, making a fire required considerable effort: gathering wood, striking sparks, and maintaining the heat. Moses could have mentioned other labor-intensive tasks to illustrate the same point, but fire was probably used because it was a common temptation to work on the seventh day. Numbers 15:32-36. The commandment, however, emphasizes stopping everyday labor, not prohibiting the use of fire itself. In Hebrew, Shavat means to cease, and this verb underlies the name Shabbat. A common sense approach to food. Seen through this lens, the Sabbath calls believers today to prepare food in advance and minimize strenuous activity during its sacred hours. Cooking elaborate meals, preparing food from scratch, or engaging in other labor-intensive kitchen work should be done beforehand, not on the Sabbath. However, using modern appliances that involve minimal effort, such as a stove, oven, microwave, or blender, is consistent with the spirit of the Sabbath when used to prepare a simple meal or warm up a pre-cooked dish. The issue is not merely flipping a switch or pressing a button, but using the kitchen in a way that results in regular weekday work on the Holy Sabbath, which should be devoted primarily to rest. Eating out on the Sabbath. One of the most common mistakes among modern Sabbath keepers is going out to eat on the Sabbath. While it may feel like a form of rest, after all, you are not cooking, the fourth commandment explicitly forbids causing others to work on your behalf. You shall not do any work, you, your son or daughter, your male or female servant, your animals, or any foreigner residing in your towns. Exodus 20:10. When you eat at a restaurant, you compel the staff to cook, serve, clean, and handle money, making them work for you on the Sabbath. Even when traveling or on special occasions, this practice undermines the purpose of the day. Planning meals in advance and bringing simple, ready-to-eat food ensures you can still eat well without asking others to labor on your behalf. Using food delivery services. The same principle applies to food delivery services such as Uber Eats, DoorDash, or similar apps. While the convenience may be tempting, especially if you are tired or traveling, placing an order requires someone else to shop, prepare, transport, and deliver food to your door. All labor performed on your behalf, during sacred hours. This runs directly against the spirit of the Sabbath and the command not to make others work for you. A better approach is to plan ahead, pack food for your trip, prepare meals the day before, or keep non-perishable items on hand for emergencies. By doing so, you show respect both for God's commandment and for the dignity of those who would otherwise be working for you. This series and many other studies on the law of God can be found on the site thelawofgod.org.